You're listening to the School Success Formula with me, Lucy Parsons. This is episode number 37. Hello and welcome to today's show. So in today's show, I'm going to be talking about consistency, which I believe is the key to excellent exam results. So people often ask me, what is the one thing that it takes to achieve excellent exam results? And in the past, I've offered up answers such as determination, hard work, and doing past papers. But actually, all these things just help people to do the true one thing that it takes to get amazing grades. So what is that? Consistency, if you hadn't already guessed from the title of the show. So in today's show, I'm going to talk about some of the ways that you can help your child to be consistent and get the grades they truly deserve. But first, why does consistency matter? Consistency matters because lots of small actions taken over a long period of time really do build up. When I'm speaking in schools, I often share the idea of the 5-minute revision challenge with students. And I show them a slide, which you can go and see in the show notes if you want to see it visually. You'll find the show notes at lifemoreextraordinary.com/37, but I'll just describe it to you. So on the slide, I show to them that after 1 week, if you do 5 minutes of revision every single day, you will have revised for 35 minutes. After 1 month, if you revise for just 5 minutes every single day, you will have revised for approximately 2 hours, 30 minutes. After 3 months of revising for 5 minutes every single day, you will have done 7 hours and 30 minutes of revision. And if you revised, for example, for 5 minutes every day from January to June, you would have done a total of 15 hours of revision by the time you'd finished your exams. And that is without doing any other revision. So when I'm speaking in schools and I ask students at the end of the session, one of the most common key takeaways they've had from my day with them is that they see how powerful the 5-minute revision challenge can be, because with that consistency, the revision builds up over time. So just doing a little and often can make an absolutely massive difference. And this comes down to two of my favourite quotes. So firstly, Marie Forleo, who is one of my online business mentors, and said this in connection with business, but I think it's just as relevant to studying for exams. So what she said is, when you start taking consistent action, you will see results. So let me say that again, just so you get it properly. When you start taking consistent action, you will see results. Okay, so it's all about consistency to get those results. So the same as in my business, I try to consistently post on social media, on my Facebook page, on LinkedIn, and in my Facebook group for parents, which you might be a member of. The same thing goes for students who are revising for an exam. If they revise for a very short amount of time, but very consistently, they're going to see a build-up in their results. And then this quote is then kind of complemented by another quote from a man called Stephen Gies, who wrote the book Mini Habits. And I've got a whole blog post about how mini habits can be used to support your studies. But what Stephen said was, every great accomplishment rests on the foundation of what came before it. So again, let me say that again. Every great accomplishment rests on the foundation of what came before it. So what he's basically saying is that if you're going to achieve great things, it's the things that you do to build up to that that make it happen. So in combination between those quotes about taking consistent action and getting results and those great accomplishments, it's basically those consistent actions that form the foundation of a great accomplishment. So I hope that makes sense to you. Basically, if you work consistently towards your exams, you can expect to achieve great results. But I might caveat this with, if you consistently work towards your exams in the right way, you can expect to achieve great results. So some students I see doing the work, putting the hours in, but they're not doing the work in the right kind of way. And I'll talk a little bit more about that later in the episode. Okay, so now I hope I've persuaded you that consistency counts and it really matters in helping your children to achieve grades that they can be proud of. So now let's talk about how they can achieve consistency. So the first thing you really need to think about in achieving consistency is how you manage your time. And one of the best ways to be consistent is to put the right amount of time into your studies over an extended period. So over the long term, I suggest that all students do this by following a weekly routine. And I have a blog post called The Weekly Routine of a Straight A Student, which explains how to put a weekly routine together. And that's linked to from today's show notes, which are at lifemoreextraordinary.com/37. So when I was studying for my GCSEs in the latter stages of year 11 and throughout my A-level study, I had my own weekly routine. And what this did was that it ensured that every week I was investing an appropriate amount of time and therefore effort into my studies, and it paid off big time. I got 5 A's in my A-levels and that helped me to get into Cambridge University. So I put a lot of that success down, probably 80% of that success in getting those grades and into Cambridge, down to the consistency with which I worked. But what I want to say to you now is, even if your child hasn't been following a weekly routine until now, it's never too late to start. And if you're worried about your child having some balance in revision and exam season, it's a great way to map out time off, a little bit of fun, exercise and enough sleep to support them with all this learning. So I strongly believe that it's important to get that balance in order to do effective learning. And I know it's a subject that concerns some parents, and I'm planning to do another podcast episode in the coming weeks about how to achieve balance in revision and exam season. So that's over the long term. Having a weekly routine is really for the long term. But as I say in my book, The 10-Step Guide to Acing Every Exam You Ever Take, it's never too late to start doing the work. It's never too late to put in place this weekly routine. So over the short term, I think it's really effective to think about the opportunity that the 5-minute revision challenge brings. By using even the shortest bits of time to revise, if you do it consistently, your knowledge, understanding and skills can really build up over time. So this is really about a mindset of opportunity. For example, lots of the students I work with have very long journeys to school. How can they use their bus journey for revision? Or how can they use their long journey in the car for revision? What do they need to put in place to make effective use of that time? So for example, if I was chatting to one of my clients who did the exam success formula, and he's studying for his GCSEs, and French is one of his weaker subjects, and he said he's made flashcards to learn French vocabulary when he's in the car on the way to school every day. So he's grabbing that opportunity, using that time that would otherwise be dead time, to make some significant progress, small, but you know, mounting up every single day, it makes significant progress towards him getting the grades. And you know what I said about the mindset of opportunity, when I did my last live revision Kickstarter workshop, there was a young man on that workshop and he was really excited by the idea of the 5-minute revision challenge, because he realized that it was an opportunity. He could really see the opportunity that he could get to help him with revision by snatching even the smallest pockets of time. So as I say to lots of my clients, turn that I can't attitude into an I can attitude. And it is really, truly amazing what can be done. So I'll give you another example like that. And sorry if this is a little bit personal, but when I was myself was in the sixth form, I wanted to get into Cambridge, and I knew it was important that I not only did well in my exams, but I did lots of further reading. I knew what was going on in terms of current affairs and all that kind of thing. So I would never waste a moment. So even when I went to the loo, I was reading books that were going to help me in my quest to get into Cambridge. So I wasn't wasting any time. I wasn't letting any time go dead. Now, that is quite an extreme example. And in recent years, I've been learning more about mindfulness and balance and getting rest. And perhaps the attitude that I had when I was in the sixth form wasn't 100% healthy in that I didn't give myself any headspace. But I think it's just that attitude of making the most of every opportunity and not letting time go to waste that is really going to help your child to achieve that consistency and move forward in their revision. So as I said before, working consistently towards your exams is great, but it's even better if you do the work in the right way. So now I'm going to talk about doing the right kinds of work on a consistent basis and how that can be done. So it's all very well putting the hours in, but if you're not doing it in the right way, you're not going to see the results that you hope for. My friend Martin Griffin says this beautifully in his book, The A-Level Mindset, which he co-wrote with Stephen Oakes. So I'm just going to read you a little extract from their book. And I often give this to students when I go into schools as well. So what he says is this: we found there is a strong link between the kind of revision someone does and the outcomes they get. So which student will do better in an exam? Student 1 does 15 hours revision, all of it reading through class notes. Student 2 only does 10 hours revision, 2 hours making mind maps, 2 hours creating flashcards of key terms, 3 hours writing timed essays, 2 hours working through past papers and looking for patterns in the questions asked, and half an hour doing the hardest question they could find, followed by half an hour talking it through with their teacher. Then they spend 5 hours shopping with their friends and watching TV. So you can see that doing the right kinds of work, doing varied kinds of work, really doing active revision, like doing past papers, reading examiners' reports, talking through things with teachers to get that feedback that's really necessary to help you make significant leaps forward, is so much more effective than spending all that time just reading through class notes. So I really want you to take that message away that it's really important to do the work in the right way rather than just fill the hours with some kind of activity. If it's not the right kind of activity, you're not going to see the right results. So if you're looking for ways to get into this kind of work, the right kind of work that's going to get results, I always advise people to start with the Revision Power Hour, and I've got a blog post on that. If you Google Revision Power Hour, it comes top of Google search, and I've also linked to it from the show notes, which you'll find at lifemoreextraordinary.com/37. So start with the Revision Power Hour. And the other thing that I might suggest that your child does is check out the examiner's reports on the exam board website. Now, the examiner's report is a document that they put together once all the marking is completed for a GCSE or A-level season. And they do this for every paper. And basically, they give feedback on the kind of answers that they were given and where people went wrong in answering them and what went well and what they would have liked to have seen that they didn't see before. And so this is a really fantastic way to get into the examiner's mindset and really understand what they're looking for. So you'll find those on the examiner on the exam board websites, and they're usually in the same place that you find the past papers and the mark schemes. And if you're not sure how to do that, I've got a video which I've linked to from the show notes, which shows you how to find specifications, mark schemes, past papers and examiner's reports. Okay, so what I really, really want you to understand is cramming is not the answer. Traditionally, years ago, students left revision until the very last minute, then did all-nighters cramming for the exam. This is not the answer, and I'll tell you this now, I have never done an all-nighter in my life, and I've got excellent GCSE results, top standard A-level results, and I've got a degree from Cambridge University, and I literally never in my life have done an all-nighter, and I've never crammed for exams either. So the reason it's not the answer is that it's not consistent, okay? So you don't get that consistency if you leave it all to the last minute and you leave too much up to chance. And the other reason is that your brain works so much more effectively and learns so much more effectively if you've had a good night's sleep. And I think it's really important. If you listen to my podcast episode last week, episode 36, I go there into the kind of thinking skills that examiners are looking for in exams. And what I really spell out there is that it's really important that students are able to think sharply and quickly and logically when they're in the exam room, because it's very difficult to learn all the arguments, all the ideas, all the essay plans that might possibly come up in the exam. And that's really just wasting brain space if you're trying to get all that memorized in your head. You need to be familiar with the themes and the ideas and the facts that back it all up, but you need to be able to think on your feet when you go into the exam and come up with a new argument or a new idea and present that idea to the examiners. And tired brains are not going to be able to do this nearly as effectively as fresh, well-rested brains. So I really advocate a consistent approach because it enables you to have that healthier balance, get the good sleep that you need to be able to think sharply and quickly when you're in the exam room, rather than doing an all-nighter the night before, not having that knowledge stored in your deep long-term memory and, you know, not having it securely there and still not being able to think sharply because you haven't had the sleep that you need. So basically, all I'm trying to say is cramming is not the answer. So last thing about how to achieve consistency. And consistency for me is all about routine. So it's having a positive attitude and wanting to make it happen and creating a structure around the tasks that need to be done, essentially a routine or even a revision timetable. So I'm going to give you an example now. I use a meditation app called Calm, and I've been using it for getting on for 3 years now, and it tracks every day how long your streak has been of like daily meditation. And I'd been a bit patchy with my meditation through the autumn of 2017, but just before the new year I started a daily practice again, and I kept going for I think it was 56 days. And then I woke up this morning, the day that I'm recording this podcast, and I realized, oh, I didn't do my meditation yesterday. And so my streak of 56 days has been destroyed. I've got to start from one again. So, and the reason that I didn't do my meditation yesterday was because that I didn't do it at the normal time. Okay. And it's having that time to, when you anchor an activity to a particular time, that you make it much, much more likely to happen. And I hadn't done my meditation at the normal time yesterday, and it just got forgotten and pushed to one side in the busyness of the day. So routine structures, timetables and plans, whichever you want to call them, work because they stop things falling in through the cracks. So if your child knows they're going to do their 5 minutes of revision when they get home from school, after they've had a snack and before they get on with their homework, and it becomes a habit, then it's going to happen and it's going to be consistent. However, if they don't anchor this activity and connect it to a time of day, it's likely to drift, be left until the end of the day, and probably not happen like what happened to me yesterday. Then, because it hasn't happened today, it feels less important to do it tomorrow, and time will drift on with no consistency. And I have to admit to you, when I realised this morning that I hadn't done my meditation yesterday, I did think to myself, oh, well, that means I don't have to do it to get today. But if I don't do it today, I'm not going to start building up a long streak again. So you can kind of see how the consistency breeds more consistency, and you kind of don't want to break that kind of winning streak, if you like, of doing that habit, that positive habit, every single day, like the 5-minute revision challenge. So that's about the end of today's podcast episode of what I want to share with you. But I'd love to know what you thought about what I've shared with you today. So please let me know in the comments at the bottom of the show notes, which again, you'll find at lifemoreextraordinary.com/37, or on Twitter, and you'll find me at Lucy C. Parsons, or in my Facebook group for parents, the Supportive Parents Successful Students Community. So if you're not already a member, I'd love to have you in there. If you're a parent, it's just for parents. So you can search for that on Facebook, or find the link in the show notes. So I'd love to hear what your greatest takeaway has been from this episode. And I really, really do love hearing from people. So don't be shy. And, you know, I will reply to you as soon as I possibly can. And if you think you or your child needs a bit more help putting in place a consistent revision plan, then I strongly suggest getting access to my recording of my revision Kickstarter workshop that I did just at the beginning of February half term. So due to popular demand, I've put the recording on sale, and it's slightly less expensive than the live workshop because you don't get that access to me live to ask the questions. But I know lots of people have downloaded it already, and they found it really helpful in planning revision and putting this consistent plan in place. So the workshop is very practical. It's 2 hours long, but it's not 2 hours of just sitting there and listening to me go on. In the workshop, I guide your child through creating a personalised revision plan of their own, identifying how they learn best, and introducing them to ideas such as the 5-minute revision challenge and other similar ideas that will help them to revise efficiently, effectively, and consistently. So you'll find a link to that at the bottom of today's show notes, which again is lifemoreextraordinary.com/37. And you can also find that if you go to my Work With Me page on my website and click through to the study skills section of how you can work with me, you'll find a link to that at the top of that page. If you really can't find it, just shoot me an email. My email is lucy@lifemoreextraordinary.com. So all it remains for me to say is thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day, and goodbye.